Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Actually, no, that's actually not true. That's actually not true this morning, is it? Ava Burton.
It's me.
Hello, love. And the thing that says today's guest, that's not true either because there isn't a guest.
Russell.
Look, Tyler Russell.
Jason Fetty.
We need a new one for you.
Just do it. Do it again.
Daily Scramble. Jason Fetty's wife?
No.
No? Is that what it is?
Jason Fetty. Jason and his wife.
Oh, okay. That's good. Anyway, Ava Burton's here and I'm here and it's good morning time. So grab yourself a cup of coffee and blow your nose, wipe your mouth. It's Daily Scramble Live. It's your Daily Doodah Live. Good morning. It's KX93.5. I'm Jason Fetty. And that is... after you.
Ava Burton.
Hello, Ava Burton.
Morning.
We're doomed. We're all absolutely doomed. And I'm not just saying that because I enjoy saying the word doomed.
Doomed.
We're doomed, and it's coming from Stephen Hawking. He's a physicist, you know. He's quite famous. He's had a film made about him, and he's in a wheelchair. Do you want to know any more information?
No, I know all about it. I've seen the film with Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And how was that film?
It was really fabulous.
Was it great?
I just watched another film with Eddie Redmayne where he dresses as a lady.
Mm.
He does a lot of eye fluttering.
Fluttering of the eyes.
Yes.
Well, not Stephen Hawking doesn't do that because he can't do that.
Oh.
He can flutter very lightly one eye, and that's how he can talk through that machine he's got.
Hello, I'm Stephen Hawking.
Tell
that
us
guy.
A story.
Right. Believe it or not, he's giving the Reef Lectures this year. It's BBC Radio 4's annual Reef Lecture on something high-minded.
I'm sorry, just stop there. I don't know what the Reef Lecture is.
Reef, with a th on the end.
Okay, Reef.
Reef Lecture's very important, very big. You know, if you're like into smarty pants stuff, it's smarty pants. Smarty pants, if you like.
Okay.
And they do these smarty pants things every year. They have some big fancy smarty pants scientist who does a speech, and it's over a period of weeks, number of speeches, usually one theme. He's doing black holes.
Oh, I see. So it's incredible that he's doing this speech not because of who he is, but because he can't speak.
No, he's got a machine that speaks. That's not incredible. It's more incredible that I speak at this time of the morning.
So of course it's Stephen Hawking is the brainiest man in the world. Of course he'd be giving the lecture.
Well, okay, but a lot of other people have given the lectures before.
Okay.
I can't remember who. But they do it every year. It's annual.
Okay.
Somebody else does it every year. Stephen Hawking's got a machine to speak for him. All I've got is coffee. See? Anyway, Stephen Hawking's he's done a thing. He's said things with words not out of his mouth, but in a machine.
From his eyelashes.
Yeah. Humanity is at risk from a series of dangers of our own making, Professor Stephen Hawking says. Nuclear war, global warming and genetically engineered viruses are among the scenarios he singles out. That's not what his thing was about. His lecture is about black holes. And now we're close to photographing the event horizon, which is the edge of the thing, right? That's the latest technology. But what he was asked a question and he sort of went off the beaten track.
And this is what the media's picked
This is
up.
What he says. No, he says... Further progress in science and technology will create new ways that things can go wrong. Professor Hawking is giving this year's Reef Lectures. He says that assuming humanity eventually establishes colonies on other worlds, it will be able to survive, although the chance of a disaster to planet Earth in a given year may be quite low. It adds up over time and becomes a near certainty in the next 1,000 or 10,000 years. I don't care. Do you care?
Well, not in 10,000 years. But I have to say, it's just a variation on a theme of what you're always saying, Jason. And,
which is what?
And I'm clubbing you now in the same arena as Stephen Hawking.
I am very like Stephen Hawking in a lot of ways.
You know, people say...
I take about as much exercise as him, frankly.
Stop it. When somebody says to Jason, oh, look at this new thing you can do on your car. look at this. He just goes, no, it's just something else to break.
That's right. I'm kind of a pessimist when it comes to that kind of thing.
Look at this great new TV. You can do this. It'll just break.
No, the TV I can handle. But it's in your car, like new technology in your car, that irritates me because things break. My car door doesn't open.
No.
You have to reach through the window and open it with the outside door handle. If anybody's listening to this and thinks I make money at this radio station, you're an idiot. I can't get it fixed because it's $250 and I'm not doing it. So you have to and that's because it's got this newfangled door handle thing inside.
That's broken.
And it breaks. Everything breaks. All this stuff breaks. It's everything breaks. It's karma. No, it's not karma, is it? It's something else.
So that's what he's saying, isn't it? That's basically what he's saying. All these new, we're just creating all this new
more stuff
to go wrong.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. Didn't you have a new story down there?
I didn't know. I hadn't.
It's somebody's birthday today, Ava.
sorry, because we've been talking about all these dying people.
Right.
Dolly Parton just turned 69 today.
She did.
It's a
new club, that.
I know the 69. Club.
Alan Rickman, David Bowie, 69, both dead. Lemmy.
Oh, no, he was 70. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's close enough.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
It's your Daily Scramble Live. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, it's 93.5. I'm Jason Ferdy. Tyler's not here this morning. Because, because
I'm here instead.
He's clay pigeon shooting in a waistcoat. Anyway, that's what he's doing. That's what you're doing. What are you doing?
I'm actually talking with my mum.
Oh, yeah. How is your mum?
She's really poorly. She's at home and she's bedridden with the flu.
Oh, no.
And I just said to her.
No.
I just said to her, are you listening to us? She said, yes, you're both very intelligent. Now play a bit of Elvis for your mum.
A bit of Elvis? Don't know about that. Do you know anything about the Bristol Hum?
Nah.
The Bristol Hum. It's a humming noise that people hear in Bristol, in the UK, southwest England. Bristol, famously a place where slaves were unloaded. It's one of those places. Ship shape and Bristol fashion. You ever heard that?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, it means the way they stacked the slaves in the ship, which was ship shape. And Bristol fashion was the way they did it in Bristol. It's the Bristol way of stacking slaves. So you shouldn't say that. I just said it again.
I always thought it meant chop, chop, be quick.
No, it's getting things right and in order. Come on, is everything ship-shaped in Bristol fashion here? Ready and ready to go, ready to sail.
Very interesting.
Ready to sail off to the colonies. Because they brought the slaves from Africa and then they stopped off in Bristol for a, hamburger. Not for the slaves, obviously.
And then they
went back off to the colonies with the slaves. And they made sure the ship was ship-shaped in Bristol fashion. And that's what it was all about.
So, come on. The hum.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot about that. So, some people in Bristol say they're plagued by a mysterious low-level hum that nobody can trace.
Like a sort of tinnitus.
Yeah, that's what... Some scientists say that's what it is.
Well, all Bristolians have...
Not all, but some.
Tinnitus, right.
Last year, French scientists announced that they'd solved the problem of people complaining that there's this weird low hum sound. Tinnitus is like a high-pitched thing, isn't it? Or tinnitus.
I don't know. At least I've never suffered.
Really? Huh. Well, anyway, that's a weird thing, isn't it?
Imagine so have they solved it? What do they say it is?
They don't know. It's a mystery.
Sorry, what sort of a story is this?
It's a mystery. I'm just saying, what a weird thing to happen, isn't it?
Hum itself, yes.
I think that's very strange.
It's very strange.
Imagine that. That'd be a terrible thing for a musician or somebody who relies on their, ears.
Are there many musicians came out of Bristol?
Yeah, there's a few bands from Bristol. I have a list, if you'd like to see it. Would you like to know who they are? Nobody that I recognise.
No, well, they're all blighted by the hum.
But there's loads of them, though, millions of them. But Portishead, they were famous. Who else? I don't know. Text us with bands from Bristol. 949-715-5936 is the text number. 949-715-5936. Your mum wanted Elvis.
Have you got some?
I've got some.
Go on.
June Burton, this is for you.
Daily Scramble.
Good morning, it's Daily Scramble Live. I'm Jason Fetty. How you doing, Ava Burton?
Fine, I'm waking up slowly. Yeah, although that is the worst cup of tea I've ever made myself.
Really? Well, do you have to microwave the water?
No, I took it from the machine. I took the hot water. It wasn't the water that was the problem.
From the water dispenser thing?
The water, yes.
Well, yeah. Did you have milk to put in it?
I did, yeah. I stole some from the fridge. I don't know whose it is.
Is it in a small jar?
Yeah.
Steve Whalen.
Oh, Steve Whalen, your milk's gone off.
Steve Whalen, well, he's been there for about a week. So there you are, that's why.
Terrible cup of tea.
I know.
The tea bag's not strong.
I made myself, I was very excited because he bring, like Steve Whalen, English guy, sitting in for Sandy, starts at midday today doing, 10 o'clock. What time does he start?
You finish at midday.
I finish at midday, that's right. So midday, he comes in and plays records. He's very good.
Steve, on your way, pop to the shop and get yourself a pint of milk.
Yes, good idea, love. Gets down the corner shop. And get some.
And I'm sorry, there's only one tea bag left.
Well, what can you do? You've got a cup of tea. It's hot and wet, right?
Oh, not anymore. Yeah.
In this hour, I think we're going to do slang bang. Although, Tyler, usually we do American slang with Tyler, and I do the British slang.
I know, and I always listen to it, and I always think it's horribly unfair.
Why?
Because you've lived in this country and know this slang, plus...
Watching it on TV
watching
all
it
my
on
life.
TV and, yeah. And you bring Tyler stuff that he's got. How, you know.
Well, that's
how's
why,
he going to know?
That's why it's fun
Baby.
For me. That's why it's fun because I get to beat Tyler Russell at something. So rare, honestly.
Rude words. That's what you beat him at. Rude words.
All right, it's just after 8 o'clock. I'm going to do the news in a minute. Let's play a record first while I get my notes together, shall we? This is a band called White Sea and the track's called Never a Woman. It's KX93.5. It's KX93.5. That song ended rather abruptly.
Nobody was concentrating.
Do you know what I was doing? I was posting on Facebook, tune in now.
Tune in now to Radio Silence.
To Radio Silence. To hear me and the missus talking rubbish on the radio. Oh, well. Here we go. Let's do some news, shall we?
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Broadcasting from studios at Pearl Street and Pacific Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. We begin with local news brought to you by KX93.5 and the Laguna Beach Independent. Thanks to them for this. Sun, surf and snow. That's the forecast at the Laguna Beach Dog Ranch for Wednesday during the second annual snow day. Don't you love our town?
Mrs. Pickles getting her wellies together as we speak.
Mrs. Pickles is our dog and wellies are Wellington boots. He translates for the wife. So this is what's happening. The Dog Ranch Bed and Biscuit at 20401 Sun Valley Drive down there in Laguna Canyon will be transformed into a winter wonderland for pups and their owners, for dog parents willing to take their charges on a snow play date. The writing is so funny. Charges. They can look forward to hanging out at the doghouse where warm refreshments will be served. Register at 949-494-0484 or go to thedogranch.com. And in this hour, I'm going to try and get somebody on the phone from the Dog Ranch and see if we can find out a bit more about it.
I would be there in a heartbeat if it wasn't Jazz Wednesday this week.
Yes, that's right. You should mention that in another break. We'll talk about it for sure. But yeah, it's the fake snow and all that stuff. Pretend winter in California and, why not? It's good fun. That's the Dog Ranch. So, www.thedogranch.com. International news now. Stopping Donald Trump from coming to the UK risks turning him into a martyr, a Labour MP has claimed during a three-hour House of Commons debate. I don't know. I can't get in the American head. I don't know whether I should explain all of that.
Well, can I just say what I think about it?
Well, let's say what it is first. Can you explain it a bit
No,
briefly?
I can't. No, not as eloquently as you. Go ahead.
Ha! Well, that's not saying much. I don't think I can eloquently. No one's ever, accused me of...
I can't say it without going,
I've never been accused of eloquence before. Loquaciousness, possibly. But eloquence, no. Also, pompousness.
Come
is
on.
It pomposity? So anyway, there's been a petition in the UK over the last few weeks and 500 and something thousand people have signed this petition to keep Donald Trump off of Britain's shores, out of Britain, to ban him from the UK. And when 50,000, I think it is, people sign a petition in the UK, Parliament, it's a law, it's a rule, Parliament, which is like Congress, has to debate it. And they debate, you know, they're very good at debating. They're not like Congress. They've all got degrees, British MPs. They're all, you know, smarty pants people. So it's a thing over there. Anyway, Paul Flynn, he's a Labour MP, so sort of left-wing MP, said Mr. Trump's call to ban Muslims from the US was extremely dangerous, but barring him from the UK risked being seen as anti-American. However, Scottish Nationalist Party MP Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh of the McShakes clan.
Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh.
And there can be only one. Said a ban would be justified on the grounds of religious harmony. A petition advocating a ban has attracted, listen to this, 574,000 signatures.
Wow.
Home Office Minister James Brokenshire. So the ministers are a bit high up in government. They're a bit more important. Said the government had the power to exclude people who would do harm, but the US was UK's most important ally and the UK should engage with presidential candidates even when it profoundly disagreed with their views. Monday's debate, which took place in a packed Westminster Hall committee room, ended without a vote. I watched a bit of it on C-SPAN. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. But can I... this might be a very naive thing to say, but surely saying, well, he shouldn't come in here because we don't like his views, and me either, is just as bad as him saying we shouldn't let Muslims into America because we don't agree with them.
Well, no, they do bar people. They ban people quite often. In fact, they've banned in the last year, Theresa May, the Home Secretary of Great Britain, has banned about 85 people, 84 people she's banned.
On what basis?
On the hate speech, that kind of thing. We don't want them in the country.
Right, okay.
You know, and England's a small island and they can do that. They can keep them out really easily. They don't have any long borders like Mexico or Canada. Those Canadians, they come over here and they cause all kinds of trouble with their politeness. It's very annoying.
Oh, their bacon and maple syrup.
More sad entertainment news now, I'm afraid, as we report that Eagles guitarist Glenn Frey has died at the age of 67, excuse me. The band has announced he died in New York City on Monday from complications arising from rheumatoid arthritis, colitis and pneumonia. Words can neither describe our sorrow nor our love and respect for all that he has given to us, his family and fellow band members said. The Eagles are one of the most successful bands of the 1970s, with multiple hit singles, including, of course, Hotel California in 76. Fry co-founded the Eagles in 1971 with Don Henley, Bernie Leadon and Randy Meisner. He co-wrote Hotel California with Henley, composed a number of the band's biggest songs on his own, including Heartache Tonight and Lying Eyes. The Eagles notched up more than 150 million album sales worldwide with Hotel California and their greatest hits among the best-selling in history. So there you have it. Sad news.
It's been a right month for it, hasn't it?
It has been a month for it, but you know what? That whole generation of artists and actors and everything else, they're going to pop the clogs, aren't they?
Well, they are.
They're all coming up to 3 score years and 10. And, you know, the least lucky start going at around 70 years old, don't they? Very sad. All right, here you go. Play the Eagles, which is something we don't usually do on this station, but I think a tribute is fair dues. It's KX93.5. That's your news. Thanks to the Laguna Beach Independent for the local news. And thanks to Ava Burton for intelligent commentary. It's Daily Scramble live on KX93.5. Mentioned during the news the snow day at the dog ranch there in the canyon. That's tomorrow. And just called him up. And we've got Stephanie on the phone from the dog ranch right now. Tell us a bit more about it. Stephanie, hello. It's Jason Fetty from the local radio station.
KX93.5.
Hello. I've just done a news story. They sent it from the Independent about your snow day tomorrow, and we wanted to just talk to you a little bit and find out a bit more about it.
Okay, we did it last year, so this is our second one, and we just have a company that comes in, and we have three play yards. In our main play yard, they blow snow into about half the yard. and then we let the dogs in, and they get to play in all day, and then we invite the owners to come. The owners aren't in the yard with the dog, but they get to go into the house and watch what they're doing.
And watch the dogs?
Yes.
This is a hilarious idea. Whose idea was this?
It's so fun.
Was this your idea, Stephanie?
Yes, it was.
And are any of the dogs scared of the snow? Because they're California dogs. They've never seen it before.
Well, it's very funny. When you first open the gate, because we keep everyone out while it's being blown, you first open the gate, and they come running in, and they're like, And, of course, like, the huskies and stuff are woohoo.
They're loving it, yeah.
Running around and sticking their heads in it. And then the labs, and they at first they didn't quite get it, but as soon as they realized what it was, the ones that love snow just had a blast.
This sounds, like, amazing. I'm going to come down, but going to bring my little dog, Mrs. Pickles.
Okay, Mrs. Pickles won't be able to play unless she's registered for daycare.
I see how it works. Okay, that's all right.
She can come by and watch from the house, though.
Oh, no, she's going to want to play. We're going to have to register her. Because we're going to have to, I want to see her in the snow.
Yeah, she'll have to do all the, we need to have the application filled out, and you need to bring the shot records, because, you know, all the dogs are out there playing together.
Yeah.
Kind of like, this is something we do for our daycare clients, so all our regular clients is like a what do you call it, a
promotional thing.
But yeah, something to for them.
Yeah.
So if she has the, we need to see the Board of Health in the last 6 months, and the current DHPP and rabies, and then a fecal and Giardia test showing negative.
Right. So basically, people want to come down. They've got to bring all the stuff with them that we'd normally need to show in order to prove that the dog's fine.
Yeah.
And register for doggy daycare at the dog ranch, and then they get to play in the snow.
It's like a day when people regularly pay for the daycare, but instead they're actually playing in the snow.
Going to play in the snow. Well, it sounds like totally fun. So fun.
It is. So it's like the clients who bring their dogs for daycare. And buttons, you know, this is, we're not charging any additional, but it's like a regular day of play.
Well, it's lovely of you to put it on, actually. And
thank you.
And also, of course, people can come down and just watch, I guess.
Oh, of course, you're more than welcome to come down and watch, yes.
How fun. That's brilliant.
I know,
It's thedogranch.com, right?
Thedogranch.com, yes.
Brilliant. Stephanie, thanks for talking to me. That'll be a really fun day tomorrow.
You just made me realize we might put a little bit of snow somewhere else for the dogs that aren't registered. So, yeah, you just made me realize that.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. But a lovely chance to come down. It's like an open day, really, down there at the dog ranch.
It is.
And you get to see how much fun the dogs have. And, of course, I know you love the dogs very much. So, brilliant.
Okay, we look forward to hopefully having you come down.
Cool. Thanks for talking to me, Stephanie. Have a great doggy day.
You too. Bye-bye.
How are you, Ava Burton? Are you happy personally? You're dancing around.
Is this music?
I know, I like this music.
You know?
I do need some new, I need some new bed tracks. We call them bed tracks, these. But I haven't had time to do it in anyway. I could do it this morning, but I'm not. I'm going to go for breakfast instead later.
There's been another musical death.
Who?
Mott the Hoople drummer.
Oh, yeah. What's his name, that guy?
Griffin.
Oh, yes. Dale Griffin, is it?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, can you find out for me?
67.
Because I don't know what his name was. 67.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't count, though, does it? 69's the new 27. I don't know. I was a bit irritated by Glenn Frey dying yesterday, actually, I have to admit. Because we're doing a whole thing at the Marine Room Tavern last night, the David Bowie night, which we'll talk a bit later about. But we'll talk about a bit later, I should say. You know, not fair, really, is it? The same week as Bowie.
Well, it didn't really detract from the crowd.
No, it didn't distract. Nobody, they weren't calling out for Hotel California, I must say.
Nobody was calling out for that.
No, it was a young crowd, actually. It was good fun last night. So we'll talk about that later. What are you doing Wednesday, Ava Burton?
Jazz Wednesday starts again.
All right, tell us about it.
Jazz Wednesday's winter.
And I'm only saying that because Laguna Beach Live are one of our sponsors, underwriters. Nice, they give money to the station. So we're happy to tell the world about their events.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Our artistic director, Bijan Watson.
Bijan down, Bijan
famous trumpeter
down the road.
Who played with, somebody else who just died.
Bijan down, Bijan down the road. What? Who?
That chick with a great voice who had a famous father. I shouldn't have started this because I can't
Natalie
remember.
Cole.
Natalie Cole.
Yeah.
She just died.
She
terrible,
pegged it.
Terrible, terrible
was she,
month
was she 67?
No.
69?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe everybody just hangs on for Christmas.
Dying at 69 is a terrible position to be in.
Oh, huh? Terrible.
Think about that.
Do you think, because does it happen every year that a lot of people die in January? Let's hold on for Christmas and get me prezzies first.
Well, a lot of people die in January. Poor people die in January because they've got no heating.
Mm.
But I don't think Natalie Cole's in that. I think she's had some problems in her life, but I think she's got central heating in her house, or had.
Anyway, yeah. Bijan, who famously plays with played with Natalie Cole.
That Dijon Watson really cuts the mustard as a player, doesn't he? I know, I'm waking up now.
Creates, puts together our jazz season, yeah. And he always heads it with his band, the Latin Jazz Syndicate.
Yeah.
And cool. We kick off this Wednesday, January the 20th, at 7 Degrees. Concert starts at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5. Food and drink available. But tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. LagunaBeachLive.org.
LagunaBeachLive.org. Whenever that happens and I have to sort of rush somebody to the mark, I always think of my dad.
Why?
Because we used to work on the swap meet years ago. And he had I don't know where he got it from, but his word for the price of something was the bat.
Mm.
I don't know where it's probably Cockney rhyming slang, but I can't figure it out.
Is that something to do with it? It's a bit batty when he says
it's
a bit
pricey.
Get
to the bat.
Right.
He would say, get to the bat. He'd walk past me and whisper it, get to the bat. Tell him the price. And it also, so I always think of it as like, get to the point.
Okay. You know. info@lagunabeachlive.org, or you can call me. Everybody's got my number.
Everybody.
You want
to give it out over the air?
No, you can call 949-715-9713 and I will call you back if you want to purchase.
Right. You can find that information at lagunabeachlive.org. All right, well, that's cool. Listen, at 9 o'clock, just after the 9 o'clock hour, Michael Waldman's going to be here. We're going to do Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. We'll talk about David Bowie night last
night.
He was there.
He was there in the mosh pit.
That's a lot of things in one break between records, actually. We talked about too many things.
Will Tyler be cross?
Oh, if he's listening now, he's fuming. All right, we'll play some more music. This is great. It's really great. This is brand spanking new music on KX93.5. It's Little May, and the album's called For the Company. It came out last year, and this track is called Home. It's 9 o'clock on KX93.5. And everywhere, Pacific Standard Time. Coming up after the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into some serious music. It's the last hour of Daily Scramble Live, and then, of course, music all the way through the day here on KX93.5. First up in the 9 o'clock hour, Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Mike Waldman is here and waiting patiently to be on the air.
Hurry up!
Oh, thank God for girls. Quite right, too.
KX93.5.
I don't know who else you would thank. If you wanted to thank somebody for girls, who else would you thank? You'd thank God, wouldn't you? Everybody's looking at me like I'm a lunatic.
And now I'm thinking about it.
It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's Only FM. Ava Burton is here.
I'm a girl.
Hello, girly girl. And Mike Waldman is also here.
Good morning.
Not a girl.
We're getting not a girl. Yeah. And that's the thing, actually. You were saying just before that we should start letting people know who's dead and who's alive. So many people seem to be dying, musicians, artists, blah, blah, blah. That when we play a record from now on, from here on in, you know, like, that's Weezer. I just played a Weezer track.
Not dead yet.
All still alive as far as we know.
Not dead yet.
Not dead, yeah. It's important.
Not dead yet.
Like that Adam Sandler song about who's a Jew and who's not a Jew.
O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew.
Still alive. Still alive and still not a Jew. Ah, yeah.
Now that we got that straightened out.
So, last night, let's talk about that first before we get into Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness, which I fully intend to do. But I want to talk about last night and, get my pride on a bit. It was a great night.
Well, Jason Fetty organized and put on a tribute to David Bowie at the local Marine Room. And there was at least 500-600 people there. It was jammed. There was a rope outside the door letting people in. We had friends said that they had to wait in line to get in.
Yeah, I saw it. When I went outside about halfway through the show just for a breath of fresh air, they put what do they call those things?
The velvet rope.
The velvet rope out to stop people just walking in.
And they were only letting good-looking women in.
And the security guards were very nice to me. They're like, I said, oh, dude, you must be working very... I bet you didn't expect to work so hard tonight. And they were just like, no, man, you brought it. You made it happen. Which, honestly, the idea was Lisa Marks, who's one of my Facebook friends who I didn't know until last night. I'd never exchanged two words with her. But
no, but you've seen her around town, right? I have.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I only pay attention to my own reflection in the shop windows. You know, I don't really pay attention to anybody. But she said, why don't we do a tribute show? And my immediate thought was, no, because I'm kind of lazy. I don't want to do anything. But Then I thought about it again. I thought, you know what, that's not a bad idea. And I wrote back to her, it's not a bad idea. Leave it with me, I'll try and do something. And it, all I did was contact maybe 10 people, and then 10 people contacted me, and we mentioned it on the radio a few times, and people sort of got onto the idea.
But there was that guy from Dana Point that we don't know from Adam, who's now your big friend with
the big lovely white boots
on.
Aaron Gibson, his name is. He's got a website.
He was great.
I forget the name of the website, but he does like some sort of music website and a blog and whatnot. What a lovely guy. He called the station, you know, and I listened to his message, and it was, he just seemed like a nice bloke, so I called him back. And he came up, what song did he do? Can
Queen
you remember?
Bitch.
He did Queen Bitch. And it, like, there was a house band, which we never expected either. Alan Deramo played bass for most of the night. Ray Weston played drums for most of the night.
Albert Margolis on keys.
Albert Margolis on keys. Casey
those
Simpson
three really made the night. A special thanks go out to those three, I
think. Yeah. The rhythm section, so wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. And they just know everything. And what they don't know, they know how to make it happen, to learn the tune while the tune's being played. Don't play in the first verse, listen to it. They're just really consummate professionals, brilliant. But a lot of other players too. And I haven't got the list in front... Oh, no, actually, I do have a list in front of me. Somewhere here. I suppose I could mention everybody's names. Would that be a nice thing to do?
It would be a lovely thing to do. Should I start you off with the ones I can remember?
Go ahead.
James Clay Garrison.
Oh, he was great.
Nick I.
Yeah, Nick I played.
Corradini.
Andrew Corradini. Gene Genie.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
Zach Churchill.
Zach was amazing. He did 5 years, really mellow version of that.
Curtis Gentile.
Curtis Gentile, who I was calling Curtis Gentile all night. Curtis Gentile, not Jewish.
And not dead.
Anyway, he played Heroes and was brilliant.
Yeah,
he
really
was brilliant.
Great. Blew everybody away. Aria Gittleson from Music, Our Little Music in Common Thing.
She played
ukulele. It was the first time in front of a proper audience in a bar, for sure. She's only 18 years old. Kerry Getz did all the young dudes. Greta Valenti and Robin from Well Hung Heart,
there you go.
They were great. They did it As the World Falls Down. Are we missing people out?
L. Rob.
I don't know. Never met him before. Who else? Let's see. Tommy Benson sat in on a couple of tracks. Played guitar, mentioned him. Morgan Mallory brought the house down with Bring Me the Disco King.
What a beautiful voice.
So great.
Kenny Garcia.
Who did Rebel last night? That was an amazing performance.
That was Nick. That was Nick I.
Nick I did an amazing performance.
He's the man. Kenny Garcia played Cracked Actor. I did a version of Oh You Pretty Things where I got the chords wrong. And we played Ziggy Stardust at the beginning of the night. I did it on my own. And at the end of the night, I did it with James Clay Garrison, who I always want to call James Garrison Keeler. And you know what? Andrew Corradini was great too. It was a lot of very generous musicians allowing everybody space to play and supporting. Zach Churchill and Andrew and a lot of people were there from the beginning of the night till the very end.
Yeah.
Who's the gentleman who did Ashes to Ashes? That was an amazing... He played lead guitar in a lot of songs.
Yes.
That was Casey Simpson, yeah.
He was amazing.
He was great.
Ashes to Ashes, big surprise of the evening for me.
Big smiley face, played on everything. And when I went up to him and said, Casey, take a little break, James wants to play, he was like, yep, no problem. So nice. Ego-free night. Absolutely.
Almost.
Well, 99%.
Did we mention Ray Weston on drums?
Yeah, he's got a big ego. He's a pain in the butt.
Got to mention him twice.
Whatever.
It's Scottish. What
Whatever. Deramo's amazing, though, isn't he? Alan Deramo was really
enjoying himself. I've never seen Alan enjoy himself so much.
I know. Well, the pressure was off, and it didn't have to be perfect, and so it was just really great. It was wonderful. He's just amazing.
Great musician. He played lead guitar last night on a couple of songs, which I didn't expect to see.
No, he's a great guitar player too. He's one of those blokes that's like, he's not like the rest of us. He's just sort of a cut above in terms of his sort of ability and his discipline and his sort of, I don't know. He's unbelievable, Alan Deramo. I really like him a lot. So
he's a right geezer.
He's a proper geezer. Like him, really love him. So thanks to everybody.
We didn't mention the backing singers. Talking about
Pat Hawk. Yeah, and who was a friend there? I forget her name.
I don't know her name.
They're all real backing. They were on tour with Michael Bolton and people back in the day. They've all had kids since then and whatever. But they're real sort of, what's that, 5 Feet from Stardom movie. They're those girls, you know, really brilliant. So amazing. It was a wonderful night. And if you missed it, tough. you know what.
And Jason, just a special acknowledgement to you. You got the community out.
Yeah, amazing.
It was amazing. It really shows that Laguna Beach wants live music at night.
Yeah, they don't want to pay for it, but they want to go out and see it. But no, it was really, I think really it's down to David Bowie. I think if we'd done a Chris de Burgh tribute night, I mean, he's not dead though, is he, Chris de Burgh? All the good men are dead, and Chris de Burgh's still alive. It's a shame, isn't it? Anyway, yeah, stop it. So, you know, if we'd done a tribute night, it wouldn't have been the same. So it's just Bowie's such a massive talent, so important. And I did mention one thing, and I want to mention it again. Bowie was huge and very important, just as a political figure, without opening his mouth. Because in terms of that whole gender-bending thing and the fact that he was gay, bisexual, without even saying a word, just by coming out wearing those gender-bendery clothes and just being that way, he pushed forward gay rights, certainly in the UK, by I don't know how many years, just by being that guy. I mean, think about it, before Space Oddity, 1969, homosexuality was illegal in Britain. Mm. Gay people used to get beat up by the police and by skinheads on a regular basis. It was happening all the time. So those guys could
arrested, legally castrated.
Yeah, chemically castrated. Yeah, of course. So we all know the stories about, what was his name? Alan Turing, mm-hmm. that guy. So, those guys that stuck their necks out back in the 60s could never have dreamed that, you know, less than 50 years later, gay people be getting married quite openly and at least being able to pursue the kinds of lives they always wanted to live out in the open. So that's a wonderful thing, and we've got David Bowie, amongst many others, to thank for that. All right, that's off my soapbox now.
What do you want? Have any Bowie to play?
We have got some Bowie to play. Shall I play a Bowie track?
Play a Bowie track.
And then we'll do Waldman's Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Okay, if I put Bowie in the system here and see what we get. No, that's no good. Let's do David Bowie in the system. David Bowie. Oh, there's a zillion things. There's a zillion. How am I going to choose?
Close your eyes and point.
Should I just pick anything?
Just point. Point and shoot.
All right. Here's David Bowie on KX93.5.
Cut so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
It's too late, Ava. What do you want? What's wrong?
I can't hear anything.
Can you hear? Well, you can hear yourself speaking, can't you, darling? Without headphones. So you're all right. Nobody, you don't need headphones, actually.
I can't hear the music that Michael's going to play.
Oh, no, you will. You'll hear it, I promise you. All right. Don't worry. You're cool. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Michael Waldman?
Not dead yet.
No, he's not dead yet. He's still here. Isn't it funny how we're all just thrown together on this planet at this moment?
It's the sorbet of the day.
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
Sounds like...
Sometimes I'll think about that. Because there's, you know, there's many more people are dead than have been alive, than are alive today. Yeah. It's sometimes people think that there's more people alive today than... But it's not. I looked it up the other week. There's many more people are...
Have passed away
than are alive today on this planet. But sometimes I ponder these things. We're all just thrown together at this one moment in time. Somebody's driving around listening to the radio and they're hearing my voice now. And it's just odd, isn't it, that it just is happening. What's it for, do you think? Sometimes I wonder why are we aware of anything? Why are we conscious of anything, Mike?
The answers will be coming in the 10 o'clock hour. Stay tuned.
Ava's completely like
on
that.
I'm going to hand my headphones back.
Tyler Russell is pulling at his hair right now.
Oh, dear. I do wonder about consciousness, though. You don't wonder about consciousness, do you, Ava? And that's why I love you. One of the reasons why I love you. You don't wonder about that.
I don't know.
You wonder whether those boots match your pants. And I adore you for it so much. God, it's such a nice, wonderful, simple way of thinking about things. Simple in the most beautiful and, you know, way.
Mm, dig yourself out of that.
Okay. So, Mike.
Where do we go from here?
What have you got?
Well, I have found out recently that it's the 30th anniversary of the Bridge School benefit concerts.
Ah, yes.
Do you know what the Bridge School is?
It's in California, Mountain View, California. I know that. And I also know that these concerts benefit children with various cognitive problems. Is that correct?
Yeah, severe speech and physical impairments.
Yeah.
And it's a nonprofit school, nonprofit organization that ensures that individuals with severe speech and physical ailments, you know, are able to participate in their communities through all different types of assisted technologies. So these are people that are really here to help children.
Yeah.
And one of the students way back when was Neil Young's child.
Oh.
So everybody knows the famous Neil Young.
Cool.
And so he started putting on benefit concerts, and now it's 30 years in a row that he's put on the benefit concerts. And I'm sure we can hear Mrs. Pickles in the background.
I don't know if people can or not. But
I think Neil Young just walked in. Anyway, every performer in the world, almost every, it's a who's who, a list of who's
everyone from Jonathan Richman to Springsteen,
to Tony Bennett, to, you know, literally it is the place to play. And the thing that's unique about this set of concerts is that you have to play acoustically.
Ah, like an unplugged set.
It's
great.
It's an unplugged set. Yeah. So we've got three different performers that we're going to hear from today. The first one's Dave Matthews. The second one is Green Day. And the third one's Tom Petty. And we're going to start off with Dave Matthews Band. Here's something I found interesting about Dave Matthews Band.
Wow, finally, something interesting about Dave
something
Matthews Band.
Something interesting. Certainly not the music. But
don't say that. I'm going to play a four-minute track by him. We have to pretend to like everything.
Oh, I was just going down your road. Anyway, he has appeared in two Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Jewish. Not dead.
Still a Jew. Yeah. Not dead. Anyway, the two movies, if you don't know, do you know the two movies?
No.
Don't Mess with the Zohan, which is one of the great, I love that movie.
Can I tell you a story about it? I'll tell you what, we'll play this record, then I'll tell you a story about that.
Yeah, and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. About gay rights,
about
obviously.
Gay rights. Yeah, very cool.
Okay, so this is going to be Dave Matthews Band.
From the Bridge School Concerts. Too Much is the name of the track. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5. You're listening to KX93.5. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Every week on a Tuesday, Michael Waldman comes in here and we talk about music. He's got an incredible record collection, and he's a big fan of music. And so he does the thing that none of us have got time to do, which is trawl the internet for rare cuts, what used to be known as rare cuts. Now they're not. Now they're only rare because they're needles in haystacks rather than impossible to get kind of thing. So
today we're doing music from the Bridge Benefits, which I think that most people don't know about. I think that the average listener isn't going to know about the Bridge Benefits, put on by Neil Young every year with every performer in the world, always doing acoustic music.
Right, Neil Young always plays every year, right? But it's different bands over the decades that he's been doing it. So big deal, really. Cool gig. It must be an amazing production. Have you seen any of these gigs?
Yeah.
Have you been to them?
No, I've never. I thought you were talking about Dave Matthews. Yeah, no, I've never been to a Bridge Benefit. I'd like to go.
I wonder who's doing it this year. Do you know?
They haven't announced it yet. It'll be the 30th anniversary, so it's going to be an enormous thing.
That is cool. Yeah,
Miss Ava's raising her hand. Yes,
because I'd like to know where it's held.
It's in Mountain View, California.
Yeah, they do it at the Shoreline Amphitheater up outside of San Francisco.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Last year, Ryan Adams, Sheryl Crow, St. Vincent, Gary Clark Jr., who we like a lot here, Spoon, of course, brilliant, Nils Lofgren. And Ben Harper played last year too. And the Dixie Chicks. Did I mention that?
Mm-mm.
Do we know this? Sorry, have I missed something because I went to stop the dog barking? Do we know this year's lineup?
No, it's not been announced
yet.
That's what Michael's saying.
Sorry.
So they've released a 8-CD set of the best of. And that's what some of we're listening to today.
Killer.
But the next track comes out of my personal collection. It's not on any collection yet. This is just something that I happen to have in the Waldman's wardrobe.
Is it a bootleg?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Because that's illegal, so let's not say that.
Okay, I'm not saying it. I never said that.
Let's say it was a gift.
It's a gift.
It was a gift. Somebody gave me a gift.
All right.
And this is from one of my favorite bands. This is from Green Day. One of the few California bands that know how to rock, I believe.
Yeah.
And
you would say that. It's from Philly. Whatever.
Yeah, West Coast, the music is a little boring. Like, got to admit that.
It does get washed out. When the music comes here,
yes,
it gets washed out. Think of jazz. Yes. I mean, no disrespect to Chet Baker, who I like a lot, but it's not, you know, I don't know.
It gets a little softer. The edge seems to go away.
Yeah, well, it's the sun.
Exactly. You don't have to sit all cramped up and like that. Yeah. You can't see what I'm doing, but I'm shaking.
The Mississippi River washes it out.
Yeah, there's folk music, and then it comes to California, and you wind up with the Eagles.
So anyway, Green Day. Here's what I love about Green Day. Green Day, the guys in Green Day, so this is Billy Joe and Mike, they met when they were 15 years old and started to play. And fundamentally ran away from home, went to live in the alleys and strangers' houses of Oakland so they could play at this club that would allow young people to play at, and became an international sensation. Really, it's kind of like John Lennon, Paul McCartney meeting when they were 15 and 16 years old in the back of a church. So fantastic. And this is a band you don't really see as acoustic, but they're going to be playing early punk songs, but they're going to be doing it in an acoustic manner. And if you listen carefully, you'll hear them playing kazoos. I really like that.
Oh, cool.
They're playing kazoos.
Well, we're big fans of the kazoo here.
You're a big fan of the kazoos.
Once in a while, you'll hear us play.
And they're not dead yet.
They're not dead yet. It's Green Day, King for a Day. I must tell you that story about, what was it about?
Oh, the Zohan.
The Zohan. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
All right, King for a Day. It's Green Day, part of the Bridge School Concerts on KX93.5. Yeah, that's the sound. That's the Pogues there on Crystal Meth. On KX93.5. Oh, I kill me. I really do. Green Day. Part of the Bridge Benefit, so the Bridge School Benefit series. We're listening to Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5. Mike Waldman is here, and he's doing it on the radio. How nice of you to show up again and do this.
So you have a story about...
the Zohan.
Don't mess with the Zohan.
So, all right. So
which Dave Matthews had a spot in.
Right. So that was the Adam Sandler movie.
Right.
Right. So I was on a plane once. I forget where I was going. I'm probably going to Israel from England. And I sit on the plane. The guy sits next to me. You know this guy, Ava, and you'll be able to tell me his name. The dog's going mental in the boat. Somebody's arrived. She's telling us everybody's here. So... I get on the plane, I sit down, a guy says to me, oh, you're Jason Fedde? And I go, yeah, yeah, how do you know me? He says, oh, I'm from Leeds. And I said, oh, that's interesting, very cool. He says, yeah, he said, I'm married to somebody you know, and I forget who it was. Anyway, this is a woman who does the Leeds Jewish Festival.
Oh, Alster, Eleanor Alster.
And see, she knows everybody in Leeds, Ava. Eleanor Alster, she's married to an Israeli guy.
That's right.
And so he's very thick Israeli accent. He says, I know you're from Leeds, you're from the cool guy, anyway. I said, oh, what do you do in Leeds? He said, I'm a hairdresser. He's a hairdresser, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's an Israeli hairdresser.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, really? I said, you're the Zohan. And he gave me this stinky look, and he never said another word to me the whole way on the airplane. And I think he was embarrassed, or he didn't like it, just didn't like the connection or the thing.
Well, if he admitted it, he would have to kill you.
He was not. I don't think he's in Mossad. I think he's just a hairdresser. I was a hairdresser in the Six-Day War. We're the best looking army in the world. Oh well, that's the story. It wasn't very worth waiting for, was it?
Exactly. I thought there was going to be a big ending.
No.
So Tom Petty.
The plane crashed and I saved his life.
There you go.
No,
and you have a spot in the next Dave Matthews movie.
Don't mess with the Fed Han.
Tom Petty's our next performer.
Okay.
Here's something I found out about Tom Petty that I didn't know about. This is pretty cool. Do you want to hear something?
He's got curly hair and he straightens them with a pair of
He was 10 years old, he met Elvis Presley.
Really?
Yes.
Crikey.
Can you imagine that? So, you know, it reminds me of Bill Clinton when he was a teenager, met John F. Kennedy, and Bill Clinton wound up being president.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so it depends a lot about who you meet when you're a kid, obviously.
Wow.
So he meets Elvis Presley. And then guess who's guitar? Then I find out who's Tom Petty's guitar teacher.
Go on.
Don Felder from the Eagles.
God.
That's ridiculous. What a connection.
He was Don Felder before he was in the Eagles. He was like teaching guitar in a local guitar store in Gainesville, Florida. And then guess who Don Felder learned guitar from?
Teaching Segovia.
Dwayne Allman.
Dwayne Allman,
so you
the
got
Allman Brothers.
Dwayne Allman, Don Felder, who was in the Eagles until up until about 2001, where he was fired. And then you got Tom Petty.
Mm. Wow, 6 degrees of separation.
Well, isn't it all just about who you know?
Yes.
Maybe. I never met a DJ before I got this job. Can you tell?
Now, here's the interesting thing about Tom Petty. You know what he's doing right now?
What's he doing right now?
He's a DJ.
No!
Yes.
He's got a satellite radio
thing. On Sirius Satellite Radio. He's got his own program called Buried Treasure.
Right.
Gee, I wonder what he plays. He plays old rock and roll stuff and rarities.
Well, good for him.
So he basically is listening to me and he's copying my format.
So you
Tom Petty's ripping me off.
No need to tune into that. We do it here on KX93.5 every Tuesday. Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Now, what have you got coming up?
We've got...
Tom Petty, I know, yeah. From the Bridge Street... What is it again?
It's from the Bridge School Benefits.
Bridge School Benefits.
So this is live performance by Tom Petty. And what is it called? Because I can't remember the name
of the song. It's called Shadow of a Doubt.
Shadow of a Doubt. Love this song.
All right, here we go. On KX93.5, Tom Petty, Shadow of a Doubt, from the Bridge School Concerts. Oh, yeah. So great. I love that. I love the Tom Petty, even though, you know... It's a funny thing, isn't it? Generational alt-rock. I know that we have a format here. On the radio. Mike Walman's here, by the way. Hello, Mike.
Good morning.
We have an Ava Burton who's texting.
I'm not. I'm really not.
What do they call that? You have a name for that when you do that, when you ignore me, when you're texting, when I ignore you.
Isn't it fubbing?
Fubbing? What does that mean, though?
Snubbing.
Snubbing
with your phone.
With your Facebook. Yeah, with your phone.
Facebook.
Fubbing. It's called fubbing.
When you're so bored with the people that you're talking to, that you start looking at Facebook.
Do you know what? It's difficult, though, isn't it? Because even though, you know, even when you love the person that you're sitting with, the phone goes and it buzzes and you want to see what it, you know. I don't know. There's an etiquette involved here, which I'm not very... any style of etiquette I'm not very good at, as you know. I think people think because you're British, you've got some sort of innate politeness, which is not, you know, it's learned when I never... I was raised by wolves. And llamas.
Speaking of British etiquette, I was watching the debate on in the British Parliament last night.
Oh, yeah, we reported on that this morning on the news. You can find that podcast at kx935.com, yes.
And one of the politicians said something that was interesting, which is we should, and I won't talk about what they were talking about because I don't want to get into who's right and who's wrong.
No, but
they said a special form of British ridicule. We should introduce him to our unique form of British ridicule.
I saw that guy.
So does Britain have a unique form of British ridicule?
Yes, yes. It's called taking the piss, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that what he was talking about?
Let's call it taking the pee, in case we're not supposed to say that word on the radio. But it's called taking the mickey, taking the pee. Mm-hmm. And there's a pee takers league, and you're either in it or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a certain thick skin. I'm fully in the pee takers league. I'll take the pee, and you can take the pee out of me. And I'm very happy with that situation. Thank God. It's a nice place to be in life.
There you go.
You know what I mean? They're all language jokes. But yeah, he's right. So what they've done is there's 574,000 people have signed a petition to keep Donald Trump out of Britain because of his comments about Muslims. Fair dues. Britain's full of Muslims. Probably a lot of those people were Muslims that signed that thing. I would have signed it. You'd have stopped me in a supermarket and said, will you sign this thing to keep... I'd have signed it without thinking really what the implications are of banning somebody like him from the country. So they've been debating it. Because if you get 50,000 names on a petition in Britain, Parliament has to debate it, not in Parliament specifically, but in a committee stage, which is what you were looking at yesterday, Mike. It's dead interesting. And a lot of them are saying, hey, listen, we can't profess that. He could be president of the United States. We can't educate this guy. We can't, that would be very patronising, wouldn't it, for the British? And they're very good at patronising, let's face it. I mean, the whole thing's a very pompous show, isn't it? It is. But hey, they've got to decide what to do, because there's a rule about petitions, which is about democracy. When you've got a load of people who want something, Parliament has to figure it out. They have to decide either way, but they at least have to look at the issue, which is very... Maybe it's a little too democratic. I don't know.
Gosh, you really digress.
You really thought
you
about
really
that, didn't you?
Digress.
I was talking about generational alt-rock, and I was saying Tom Petty. Tom Petty's not really alt-rock, but there's something cool about him that I can't really describe.
Well, if there wasn't for Tom Petty, I don't believe there'd be FM radio.
Probably. Well, he was such a massive, loads of hits.
This is a guy who's just a one-man hit machine.
Yeah.
Hit machine. But you know what I'm really excited about coming up?
What are you excited about, Mike?
Friday, you are going to interview Peter Asher.
I know. No, it's no. Well, we're not sure when it's going to broadcast. I think it's next Tuesday. We're going to, or the Tuesday after.
Yeah. So you're going to actually interview him on this Friday.
Am I?
That's what you invited me to come and participate in. Yes.
Am I?
Friday.
Do I?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Will I?
Well, whenever it is, we're going to broadcast it after. Obviously, we're going to record it here. And then we're going to broadcast it maybe next week. There's a show at the Playhouse. Peter Asher, famously, who was...
Of Peter and Gordon.
Of Peter and Gordon, but also ran Apple Records for a while in Britain. Yep. And signed James Taylor to that label. And just, I mean, he's part of music history, really. Amazing.
And Paul McCartney lived in his home and dated his sister
for years. That's right, yeah. So, what was her name?
Her name was Jane Asher.
Jane Asher.
Yeah.
She was a model, an actress.
Yeah.
So this guy has seen the history of rock and roll firsthand.
He really has.
You know, from the 1950s to present day.
I hear that he's a true British or English eccentric. And I'm very excited to meet him. And you're going to come and sit in on that interview, and that'll be fun. So I don't know when it's going out, but we'll talk more about it later. I know it's in the calendar to do it, but we need to do the broadcast it. In order to promote the gig he's doing at the Playhouse with the Laguna Concert Band.
Mm.
So that should be fun. Mike Waldman, thank you for coming in, sir.
My pleasure. We'll have to see you next week.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday, as they
Maybe
say.
Maybe with some Peter and Gordon material.
Maybe we should do that. All right. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Just after the 10 o'clock hour, we'll have a couple of hours of pretty much music back to back. And then, what's his name? Steve Whalen is going to be up in for Sandy at noon. It's KX93.5. It's Daily Scramble Live.